The Burt Show.
So Jen Hobby came in here the other day saying, you guys, I got to tell you something that is going to change the way that, is it parents' behaviors when it comes
yes.
to dating?
It's a dating story I heard from a friend over the weekend that will change moms and dads' behavior with their kids. Like, it will force moms and dads to change their children's behavior today. Okay?
Like, but
it is a dating story.
Okay.
Okay. But it will make you change your young children's behavior immediately today. You will start making changes so that this doesn't happen to your child. Okay.
Yay. Tell the story. Go.
This is real story. Real story.
Not urban legend. I talked to the woman this happened to. Okay. I was out on Saturday with a bunch of friends and having a great time. Ran into this group of women, and two of which I knew from Florida State. A whole bunch of them had gone there, whatever. But it was their mix of group of friends from Atlanta. So I'm not even sure if the woman who told me the story was from here or whatever. But she gave me this story. And permission to tell it.
Okay.
With maybe a couple details changed, right?
Okay.
So I'm not giving out her name, but this is from her, her story. Okay.
All right. Gotcha.
She's like, knows she's listened to the Burt Show for a while. She's like, oh, do I have one for you? Let's go sit down.
Let's go prime time on this one.
Okay. So she had been dating this guy for about 5 months, and they had really hit it off, and he was a total gentleman. Then, been going out for a while or whatever. But he is a traveler, very successful in sales, so travels a lot for work or whatever. So they didn't do like a lot of spend the night together stuff, but they hung out a whole bunch of different times. And she was like so excited about this. She was like telling her mom and telling her friends, like, this is really, I'm so excited. Finally met this great guy, like, very successful, done very well, owns his own home, drives a luxury vehicle, gentleman, put together. They have fun together, like play, do athletic stuff together, which she really enjoyed, whatever. Dresses well. He's got great style. I mean, like, nothing can be wrong with this guy, right? Like, he's awesome. And they're just totally hanging out and enjoying
dream come true
each other and getting to know one another. And, I mean, I also have to mention that he's 36 years old. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
So one night she goes over there and they like cook dinner at his house and whatever. And they're just having this, little romantic night and laying on the couch like afterwards, just kind of snuggling, watching a movie or TV or whatever. And he says to her, give me a fake name.
Rebecca.
He says, Rebecca, we've been seeing each other for a while now. I just want to tell you how much I care about you and just really want to be able to be totally myself with you. Like, I really want to just be able to be, like, honest with you. Mm. And I feel close enough to you now to tell you this about myself. But I suck my thumb.
Oh!
No, I did not see that coming.
And I still sleep with my whoopee from when he was a kid.
Is that a blanket?
His blankie.
Wow.
36 years old. He still sucks his thumb.
Whoa.
And sleeps with his blankie.
No.
Are they still together?
She was like, She's like, what do you say to that? She said that she was speechless.
Wow.
Did he suck his thumb like while he's sleeping or like if he's at the office work?
He never broke it.
And that's why they didn't spend the night together a lot.
And that's why he told her.
Because if they spent the night together, then he couldn't suck his thumb.
Wow.
And he's 36 years old.
When I was a kid, I wasn't sucking my thumb, but I used to suck this finger. And I'm not sure what age it became like, son, it's time to stop sucking your finger. But my parents went out and they bought some like nasty taste and rubbing alcohol that was specifically for this to put on my finger. So every time I put it in my mouth, it would just get nasty. And it broke me of it, I think, in probably about a week.
You need to call your parents and thank them.
No kidding.
You need to call your parents and get the name of that cream so Jen could give it to her friend who was dating Mr. 4-year-old perfect.
Is that unreal or what? Wow.
So is she still seeing this dude or was that the deal breaker?
No, that was a total deal breaker. She was like, uh-uh. Wow. And that was it.
Wow.
But that will make you change your behavior with your kids today. If you have kids that are on that cusp of maybe sucking their thumb too long.
Wow. That's so bizarre.
Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Angela.
Hey, hey, Angela.
Hi, good morning, guys. I'm on my way to work, and I swear to you, as soon as you guys mention this story, I happen to look to my left. There's a grown woman sucking her thumb.
No way.
In the car?
I'm in the car on her way to work. It's, 7:54, and she's literally sucking her thumb. She's got to be in her mid-40s.
She wasn't biting her cuticle or anything. She was full-on sucking her thumb.
Do you think it's a situation where she just happened to hear Jen's story? So she
All right.
She's like, I want to give that a try. I'm going to try it out.
No, but I mean, just like.
That's nasty to do now.
Hey, Melissa, you're on Q100.
Hi, I'm 24, and I've been married for a little over 3 years, and I still sleep with a whoobie.
The same whoobie that you had when you were a kid?
I've actually had three because all of them have holes in them, so I just keep transitioning to the next one.
What is a whoobie?
It's like a little blanket.
If you watched Mr. Mom, that's what it came from.
That movie back in the day, his kid had to sleep with his blanket all the time. And,
so it's just a blanket that you had growing up?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The first one was the one I was actually brought home from the hospital in. And then I slept with that one probably till I was about 14 and wouldn't let my mom wash it until finally I started doing my own laundry and realized that it stank.
The blanky thing doesn't freak me out nearly as much as the sucking the thumb.
But
I mean, it's the combination
there.
Of the two right there. That's a deal-breaking combination.
She said that...
what was her first words after?
Wait,
let the woman speak.
Everybody shut up!
She said... He showed it to her, and it was really the original one from like when he was five, and it was like all tattered and holy.
Oh,
and
God.
She didn't know what to say.
What was the first words out of her mouth?
Like, what'd she say?
Like,
to
didn't
him?
She say, you're kidding? Like, wouldn't you think that's a joke? Like Wendy, if you're out on a date with a guy and he tells you that.
But in her mind, she's going, get me the hell out.
Wouldn't you think it was a joke?
Well, like that's something a guy could do if he wanted to get rid of a girl.
No kidding.
That's true.
Hey, Lee, you're on Q100. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Oh, God.
Okay, so I'm 25, and I still suck my thumb.
Why?
Come on.
Is it some kind of...
I know. I only do it at night, just like the other loser, but, you know, it's a security thing, I guess. I don't know.
You're 25.
Are you legitimately sucking on it?
I do.
As a parent, give me advice so this never happens with my son Hollis, because he's like attached to the pacifier right now. It's 16 months, and it's still sort of like I'm already like he's dependent on it. So
we cut our children's passes out at age one. Like we didn't have trouble cutting them off of it, but they did try to suck their fingers. But we put an end to that real quick.
No, with you, why do you still do it?
I don't know. I have tried to quit. My parents did everything. They did the nasty taste and fingernail polish. And my great-grandmother actually had an old plum tree, and she went out there and got an old rotten plum, and there happened to be a worm in it, and she put worm guts on my thumb.
Oh, really? They were
and
going
that
hardcore.
Still didn't
right
work.
Well, just cut it off.
What does your husband think of this?
I told him after about 6 months of dating, and he's like, you know, just don't do it in public.
So in the middle of the night, or if he wakes up before you, he'll wake up and roll over, and you're there sucking your thumb, or is it just before you get into bed?
No, he'll see me doing it. You know, sometimes I'll do it before I go to sleep.
That's a problem.
Sometimes our conversations on this show really, really confuse me. We are seriously talking to people who are calling with confidence saying, yeah, I suck my thumb.
We found somebody older than 36 that still sucks their thumb.
Is it a guy or a girl? Because the girls, I'm almost okay with it.
No way!
What?
Like, There's no gender difference here.
It's almost more accepting. I can accept that more than a guy doing it.
That's pathetic. Uh-uh.
No. Good morning, Lisa.
I wouldn't sign up for it, but I'm just saying it's more accepting.
No, I did say it was pathetic.
Hi, Lisa.
Well, let me tell you, if I was a woman dating a man, I don't think I would want to date someone who was sucking their thumb.
But you do?
I mean, I do. And I'll tell you, I have since the day I was born, and we've done the whole nasty crap that you put on there. I had to put, like, popsicle sticks around and tape it up. I would suck the other thumb. My mother took me to a psychiatrist who guaranteed her after 6 weeks I had to watch these nasty videotapes of what it does to your teeth and the germs and the bacteria and blah, blah, blah. She guaranteed her after 6 weeks I would quit sucking my thumb. And at the end of that 6 weeks, the psychiatrist gave my mother her money back. And she said she'd never seen a case like it before.
Can't break it. How old are you now?
I'm 38.
And you're still sucking your thumb?
Yes. Now, I will tell you, I don't do it in public. I only do it at bed or, like, if I'm sick. You know, like if you have an upset stomach or a really bad headache, I can go to bed, suck my thumb, and I feel better.
Look at Wendy's face.
Are you married?
Wendy just looks like she just did a shot. Ugh.
Are you married?
Yes, and I have two children.
And how does your husband feel about that?
Oh, he don't care. We've been together 20 years.
At what point did you tell him that you're a thumb sucker?
Oh, God, probably within the first couple of weeks. I never thought anything about it. I mean, because we met when we were 17.
I just can't imagine going
waking up in the middle of the
going
night.
Going into Millie P, because I'm thinking about her children growing up. Going into Millie P on the couch or going home and Millie P's on the couch not feeling good, sucking her thumb.
That's
oh, my God.
Hold on. Hey, Tony, you're on Q100.
Hey, good morning, guys. I don't really understand the Bert Show's reaction. I've been married 22 years. When I met my wife when she was 17, she had what's called a little bunny pillow. It's a little tiny pillow that her grandmother made for when she was a baby, and it had like three different covers sewn onto it that she couldn't sleep without this thing. And even when we traveled and stuff, well into 30s, maybe even up to 38, she still had this little thing until I finally hid it from her. And sometimes I'd, you know, see her at night and she'd have her thumb in her mouth. I don't know if she's actually doing the whole thing, but she'd have it in her mouth. But let me ask you something. Now, be honest with me. Be honest with me. In a hypothetical situation, if God said, okay, you're going to have this relationship, and based on what Jim said, you've got this perfect person. They hold a great job. They're a great relationship with them, but you've got two choices. They either suck their thumb at night or they suck on cigarettes all day long in the day. What would you choose?
But there's
it's
germs
still
on
crazy
your
for somebody who's an adult to suck their thumb.
I'll tell you what I would do. I'll tell you what I do is I thank God that there's another 2 million women in Atlanta to choose from. To be honest with you. Because I'm not.
Oh my God.
Here's a deal breaker that may gross you out pretty well. I can't even get to it.
Come on.
Terrell.
Yeah, hey.
Hi.
My sister was dating this guy about 10 years ago, 10 to 12 years ago, and, you know, she thought he was really cute, really handsome, and then one day out the blue, he was like, okay, you know, I have something to tell you. She's like, what? You know, he was like, I slept with my grandmother until I was 18 years old.
What?
And
in the same bed?
In the same bed.
In the same bed until he was 18, and we were freaked out. This guy went to Georgia State. You know, and it was just like, okay. And, you know, he was just...
Now, were they so dirt poor that they were
had
in?
One bed?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I wouldn't.
Like
he
Willy
didn't
Wonka?
Look that
That's
way.
The only thing.
You know, he looked very clean cut and everything, and he slept with his grandma. I don't think there was anything hanky-panky going on with grandma, but still. Like,
he just wanted the comfort of it.
The Bert Show.
Donnie Wahlberg from New Kids on the Block.
Yay!
Hey, Donnie.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm great.
You're sleepy.
Well, you just get up, man?
I got up just for you guys.
Thank you. Donnie, a vicious rumor this morning, and you guys have really, I mean, a panic has set through the New Kids on the Block world that Jordan jacked up his ankle and you guys aren't coming to Atlanta.
All right, guys, I'm going to clarify this, even though I'd like to keep the speculation going. I was working on a video that would, there's a video floating around the internet of Jordan on a gurney. And I just want you to know that that is one of my first forays into directing. It's a Jordan will be there. The show will go on.
Okay.
And he's okay.
Jordan is fine.
So nothing happened to his ankle at all?
Well, apparently my directing skills are pretty good because everybody thinks he's hurt.
Nicely done.
I mean, I am not kidding. The panic on the phones this morning from women, it's been like at a fever pitch.
Well, there was supposed to be a little more to the video, but only part of it got sent to a source that leaked it onto the internet.
Come on, man. You guys did that on purpose. Come on.
No, there was another part that was going to, you know, show the reveal of the hoax, but that part didn't make it to the right hands yet. So.
Relief, Jen. Relief.
I know.
It's like breaking news. We're a week away from Election Day, but the only thing people are calling for is,
yeah,
what's wrong with Jordan's ankle?
And the way things, I mean, you've got to be surprised by this too, Donnie, is the way that things, it spreads like wildfire on the internet now. Like, I know right now that this interview is going to be posted in another 2 minutes by NKOTB fans.
True. Yeah.
You know, it's the good and the bad of modern technology. You know, it certainly doesn't hurt when, you know, information is flying all over the place. And it didn't hurt, you know, when we announced our reunion after all these years. I think the internet was a big help.
Sure.
But, you know, it's also if you do something stupid, everyone's going to know really quick, too.
Right. So you're hearing it directly from Donnie Wahlberg. Jordan is okay, everybody. Everybody's going to be all right. Everybody's fine.
But let me tell you something. Even if Jordan's ankle was sprained, if it was broken, he'd be on that stage tomorrow night.
That's what women were calling up and saying is like, I mean, with bands like this, you guys work through it. You don't know pain. There is no injured reserve.
Danny Wood right now has a torn hamstring. It's been torn since, the second night of the tour. He's not going to miss a show. Nobody's going to miss a show. Nothing is going to stop this tour. It's too much fun. The reaction from the fans, it's emotional. It's crazy. The next crowd is better than the last crowd every single night. And people really, every night, it's the same thing. It's like, what's your favorite part of the show? All of it. What do you mean? We just cried and laughed the whole time. Nobody sits down. Nobody misses a moment. It's absolutely incredible, and we kind of feel the same way as the fans. It's just kind of overwhelming.
Wait till you get to an arena full of Southern women ready to watch your show. You'll be blown away. It'll take it to another level, I promise.
Well, I can assure you of this. We are not doubting that. We've been dying to get to Atlanta. Like, we love Atlanta. We spent a lot of time down there recording for the album. For a while in the music business, there was this huge movement of just bodies down to Atlanta. It's like everybody would just go. And when we're there, it's so obvious why. It's just the hospitality, the courteousness, the Southern energy is just, it's overwhelming. It's seductive. And, you know, absolutely what you said, to play in an arena full of Southern women is just going to be, I mean, we're dying for it. We can't wait. It's going to be incredible. And I can assure you, the energy will be reciprocated from us to all the fans down there.
Donnie, if we were being totally and completely 100% honest with each other.
I'm being honest with you 100%.
Be 100% honest here. Look, you guys aren't 19 years old anymore. You're not 18 years old anymore. How do you feel the day after a show now?
Huh.
Other than my voice, which, as you can hear, is pretty crap, I feel great.
Yeah?
I will admit, in the old days, I used to probably sleep. You know, I'd go into every city and say, yeah, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to go sightseeing, I'm going to take pictures, I'm going to walk around. And, you know, I'd sleep all day. And I'd look back and say, damn, I should have did something while I was in that town. Now I say, you know, I don't even waste my time saying I'm going to sightsee. It's like, I know I need my 9 hours sleep. I know I need the rest. But it's really not because we can't handle it. I go, man. I'm like the Energizer Bunny. There's nothing slows me down. But I take the show seriously now. You know, I don't get off a motorcycle and run on stage like I used to do when I was 20.
Right.
you know, I rest, I get my sleep, because I want that 2 hours every night to be my focus. Nothing is more important than giving every person out there their hard-earned money's worth. You know, we were in Detroit the other night, and no city in America is hurt more than the economy right now than Detroit. And to see, you know, 15,000 people packed full into that building with such happiness on their face, and those people chose us to entertain them during, like, some really bad times, you know. And they could have made any other choice, but they chose us, you know. That is a serious honor and a serious responsibility. And I treat it with the utmost respect, and that show every night is my priority.
Donnie, if you had to describe every member of the band with just one word, including yourself, what would it be?
Well, after that little hoax with Jordan's ankle, I'd say crazy. Let me see. Joe Mack, Showman, Danny Wood, Determined, John Knight, Warm, Jordan Knight, Star, and me. There's not one word, but I'd say CEO. That's what Joe Mack calls me, the CEO.
The CEO.
I'd say the rebel with a cause.
Hey, Donnie, you can explain this better to me. What's this on the block ticket thing that we're giving away? It's not quite backstage. It's not front row, but it's supposed to be even better than that.
Well, you guys got the primo. It's one of two things that the ticket is for. Sometimes we do it as a sound check where, you know, if enough of the guys are ready to go and going to do a sound check and run through some songs, it's usually like a private session with the group. And, you know, I mean, I've done everything from test out new songs for the show for like, you know, 20, 25, 30, 40 exclusive radio people, listeners and fans who win tickets. Or, you know, I've bring them on stage to sing backgrounds with me and do the song.
Wow.
Just meeting all the guys backstage and just having, you know, a couple minutes to talk and take pictures and hang out. It is the most intimate to get to hang out before the show. And what you're going to get from you guys is really going to be the best thing. There's not another way to really spend good time with the group than this.
I can't believe producer Tracy hasn't run down here. She was so relieved.
I know.
Producer Tracy had better show up soon because we've got unresolved business, her and I.
What do you guys run down, please, and get Tracy? I can't believe she's not in the studio.
I think we should reiterate one more time. The show is not canceled.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm telling you, especially Jordan. Jordan's in great shape, but let me tell you something. There is nothing besides the show and besides playing for our fans, who are the greatest fans in the world, and besides what the unfinished business with producer Tracy and seeing all you guys. There's nothing is going to stop us from a trip to the Waffle House before the show. We will be in Atlanta. Nothing will stop it.
Donnie, producer Tracy has entered the studio. You said there's some unresolved business. Here she is.
Hey, how are you?
Producer Tracy.
Hi.
I'm missing you a little bit, and I really need you at the show. I need you in the front row. I need you backstage, and I need you to spend some quality time.
Okay, are you going to
Quality time is what I heard.
Well, I definitely have tickets to the show. I don't have front row tickets to the show, though.
Well, that's really insignificant because you pretty much can go wherever you want.
Ooh, nice.
Very nice. Okay, well, I'll see you tomorrow night.
I look forward to it. And you and all you guys are, you know, one of the first stations and the first people, you know, to even get involved in this whole thing. So we owe you guys a lot. And producer Tracy, I owe you the world. And I intend to give you a good portion of it tomorrow.
Oh! Yes!
Woo! That's mas caliente.
You better wear a matching bra and panties tomorrow.
Definitely.
You just gave somebody a new ringtone.
You know, she became like some kind of like folk hero on the internet after she tracked you guys down in L.A. It was really strange.
It was cool, though.
Well, cool, but really, I mean, they were bowing to the east.
They were cheering her on.
Yeah. Well, she got the first
deserved.
She got the first interview with all five guys. And since they, what was it, Good Morning America or Today Show? Today Show, where you announced the tour. And then the first real in-depth interview you did was thanks to Tracy running down some street in Los Angeles while wearing heels. Because you certainly cannot meet the new kids on the block in ugly shoes.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, you know, she came close to getting one of the first interviews, too, before anyone knew any of this. And she was as close as anyone could come, so we owed her that. But I do have to be careful now because I don't want, you know, the same way she turned into a sort of an internet hero, she could become an internet villain if I flirt with her too much on the air. Let's tone it down a little bit.
Yeah. Well, you guys will have your private time tomorrow.
Well, you know, it's, yeah, I'm going to not touch that right now.
As always, tomorrow. So the bottom line here is, I mean, the original reason why you called is, yes, the show is on.
We're going to be going 300 miles an hour on stage tomorrow. I'm telling you.
Beautiful.
It's going to be a great show.
All right. There you heard it right from Donnie Wahlberg.
That's right.
All right,
awesome.
Donnie, thank you for your time. Thanks for calling
thank
us, man.
Thank you. We'll
hey,
see you tomorrow.
As always, you guys are the best. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
Donnie.
Hey,
have a great show.
Got it. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that's right from Donnie Wahlberg. That's not Perez Hilton speculating or TMZ or somebody from the AJC. That's Donnie right there telling you everything's going fine. There's nothing wrong with Jordan's ankle. It was all sort of a hoax. They were having some fun. Everybody's in line.
How you doing, Tracy?
I'm really, really hot.
Hey, The Bird Show.